This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Brothers and sisters in Islam, welcome back to Prophetic Recovery, a compilation of the narrations of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, which we believe, if followed today in our lives to the best of our ability, we will achieve a life full of productivity, sobriety, and full of iman, insha'Allah ta'ala. Today's narration is found in Sahih Ibn Majah, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, لَأَعْلَمَنَّ أَقْوَامًا مِّنْ أُمَّتِي. I know a group of people from amongst my ummah, Muslims like you and I. What will happen to such people on the Day of Judgment? يَأْتُونَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِحَسَنَاتٍ أَمْثَالِ جِبَالِ تِهَامَةَ بَيْضًا. They will come on the Day of Resurrection with good deeds as you as the size of mountains. فَاجْعَلَهَا اللَّهُ هَبَاءً مَنْثُورًا. But such good actions, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn into scattered dust, weightless, does not carry any weight in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will invalidate such actions? Thawban, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, one of the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he asked, Ya Rasulullah, sifhum lana, jallihim lana. O Messenger of Allah, describe them to us. Tell us more about such people so that we do not follow their traits, so that we do not imitate them and fall into the same error, so that we can save ourselves. And here we can pose, my brothers and sisters in Islam and everyone, and reflect over this question. Sometimes we need to learn from the errors of people before us so that we do not repeat the same mistake again. So Thawban, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be pleased with him, he insisted and asked the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to describe those people in details. So the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam responded. Now I want you to know more about these people as well, so that we can avoid living like them and fall into the same trap. He said, Sallallahu ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ama innahum ikhwanukum. Indeed, these people are your brothers and sisters in faith. Wa min jildatikum. And they have the same traits like you. They are human beings like you and I. Wa ya'khuduna min al-layli kama ta'khudun. They are not just regular Muslims. They are praying late at night, just like you. He's addressing the companions. I want you to bear with me, my brothers and sisters, and I want you to really reflect over the description given by the Prophet ﷺ. These people are not ordinary Muslims. They are praying late at night. They forsake their beds for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They will stand up all night praying, just like the companions. Can you imagine? So if they are such righteous people of that class, why their good actions that are as the size of mountains will be scattered like dust, will be weightless on the Day of Judgment? The Prophet ﷺ had given us the answer. وَلَكِنَّهُمْ أَقْوَامٌ إِذَا خَلَوْا بِمَحَارِمِ اللَّهِ إِنْتَهَكُوهَا. But such people, my brothers and sisters in Islam, when they are alone behind closed doors, when they are using their internet devices in seclusion, they violate the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is very scary, my brothers and sisters in Islam. I am a person who deal with porn addicts all the time, and one of the common messages that I receive is that, brother, I memorize the entire Quran. Brother, I lead my people, my community in such and such area. My brother in Islam, I memorize the entire Quran. My brother, I'm niqabi, I'm hijabi. My brother, everybody in my community knows that I'm a righteous person, that I'm a religious figure, and so on and so forth. Yet I always fall back into that cycle of being alone, in seclusion, with internet devices, on porn all night, masturbating, and doing all these shameful activities. My brothers and sisters in Islam, the only solution for such people who are powerless over their addiction is to never be alone. Make a decision today that you don't want to end up with loads of good deeds that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not even look at, will not even consider on the Day of Judgment because of your secretive sins behind closed doors. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to follow the teachings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which was meant for all of us to live a life of purity that is leading to the highest level of Jannah. Say ameen inshaAllah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.